With the territory she administers in ever deeper turmoil, Carrie Lam has departed Hong Kong, headed for Beijing, where she'll join celebrations of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. It was a last-minute decision. She had already sent out invitations for a local flag-raising ceremony. Perhaps renewed violence and protests on the streets of Hong Kong factored into her decision. Some of the sounds from this weekend. The Chinese territory is still on edge because more strikes and protests are planned. So let's catch up with RN Breakfast host Hamish McDonald. He's in Hong Kong and he's going to be broadcasting live from there tomorrow morning for RN Breakfast. Hamish, some arrests being made today ahead of tomorrow. Why?
Yes, another sweep of arrests during the day today, Linda. Essentially sending a message to the protesters, to the people of Hong Kong, don't try us too much. There was a sweep of arrests overnight, something like 100 people detained by about 10:30 in the evening as those violent clashes erupted between the police and the protesters. Something in the order of 30 people ended up in hospital overnight. But tomorrow is the big day. It is the 70th anniversary of the founding of Communist China when Mao Zedong stood in Tiananmen Square and declared it a state, ending those dynastic eras. And so tomorrow China plans to show the world this is what we are now. We have arrived as a global power. We are taking our position on the world stage. They don't want anything to challenge that, but the people of Hong Kong might have some very different ideas, Linda.
Well, they certainly do seem to. I mean, this is week 18, isn't it? So, you know, why do you think it does matter so much to the Hong Kongers tomorrow?
It matters so much because this weekend was another anniversary, Linda. It was the fifth anniversary of the Umbrella Movement, which eventually fell away. And so what people here are saying to us now is that we learnt our lesson from that, that we shouldn't go away quietly. We shouldn't accept a few concessions here and there and then carry on as normal. That if we actually want change in Hong Kong, if we want universal suffrage, which is what they now say they want, we have to fight hard and we have to fight now. Of course, Hong Kong was promised 50 years of freedoms after the handover back to China from the British. And people feel that that 50 years has actually already disappeared, that this is no longer one country with two systems. As one legislator put it to me today, it is one country with 1.1 systems. And I suppose, in a sense, the people of Hong Kong are grappling with a question which we're grappling with in Australia as well, which is, what does the rise of China actually mean? I spoke earlier today with Claudia Mo, who's an independent legislator in the Legislative Council here in Hong Kong. Do you trust China?
At the moment, no. I think the power is everything, as everyone would say, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The Beijing regime at the moment seems to be grasping absolute power, and they think and they feel they can do anything, but this anything could come with a very high price. And this is 2019. I just wish anyone, including those in Beijing, could tell that humanity would only progress and nothing could just go back like we're in our dynastic times, and the emperor has the final say on everything and anything.
That's Claudia Mo, a pro-democracy member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, speaking with Hamish McDonald, who's still on the line with us. Hamish, you were last there, I think, 3 months ago, reporting from Hong Kong. What's changed in that time?
This protest movement in Hong Kong, Linda, has transformed in that time from being something that was very much about local issues. Remember, there was an extradition law that Carrie Lam tried to push through the legislature, which they were opposing. Now, as things have rolled on, that's actually been taken off the legislative books. That's no longer going to happen in any sense. But this has grown. And so The people of Hong Kong, well, the ones protesting anyway, say that they want to pursue universal suffrage. They want a full independent judicial inquiry into police brutality during the earlier stages of these protests. But it's also taken on a much more pointed tone. And that's what leads us to this moment now, with tomorrow being the 70th anniversary of Communist China. And that leads us to this moment where you have the most extraordinary juxtaposition. In Beijing, they're holding perhaps the biggest military parade in their history. 15,000 people marching on the streets, parading their newest missile technology, their spy drones, and saying to the world, this is our power, this is our strength. And on these streets, this small collection of people, however many they turn out to be tomorrow, saying, no, we don't quite see it the same way that you do, Xi Jinping, and sending a very loud message that the entire world will witness.
RN Breakfast host Hamish McDonald, who's in Hong Kong.